Ja.
Yeah, with you going down to your 2:30.
At 2:30, okay. Welcome, everybody. Let's Roy, would you open in a word of prayer, please?
我们欢迎大家今天呢，我们呢先做一个开场的祷告。Let's pray. Father, we thank you this afternoon. We thank you that we have this opportunity to study your word. So, Father, we want to continue to pray for our brother Harold Simmons. So, we pray that his recovering will be very fast, and that you will help his recovering. And we pray that you will be with him and bless him. So, Father, we thank you for our power, and thank you for everyone who joined this afternoon meeting. So, Father, we pray that you will give Trevor wisdom, give him the words to see, and give us the ears to hear, so that we all will grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ. Father, bless us all as we commit to this Bible study into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, welcome, everybody. We're going to be picking up a study we began this morning, but you didn't miss very much. There's a little bit, but we're going to start in Ephesians chapter 4.
这个呢，今天呢，欢迎大家所有的人。我们也今天要开始一个新的学习，这个学习呢，在以弗所书的第4章。
And our theme is spiritual gifts.
所以我们的主题呢，是那个属灵的恩赐。
Verses 7 and 8 read, But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men.
这个第7节、第8节刚才读的以弗所书第4章，说我们个人蒙恩，都是照着基督所量给个人的恩赐。所以经上说，他领着主或者俘虏身上的膏天，便赐礼物与人。
In verse 7, it says, grace was given.
所以呢，第7节说呢，我们给了恩典。
And in verse 8, it says, gave gifts to men.
所以第8节说呢，给人呢，给了人的恩赐。
So we're learning that they are something given by God.
所以我们学到呢，就是那些是什么事情是神赐给的。
They're not sold.
他们不是卖的。
They're not rented.
他也不是租给你的。
They are given
他是给你的，
as a gift.
作为一个礼物，
And they're given by God himself.
他是神自己赐给我们的。
And that's an important thing for us to remember, that spiritual gifts are exactly that. They are gifts.
所以呢，这对我们来说是非常重要的。我们要牢记的，就是说呢，神给我们的恩赐呢，是一个礼物。
And we were reading a little bit later in chapter 4 that these gifts, says verse 12, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ.
这个呢，我们在以弗所书第4章稍后，就是第12节，你可以读到这些恩赐赐给我们呢，是为要成全圣徒，尽服事之功，造就基督的身体。
So these gifts are given by God with a purpose.
所以这些恩赐呢，是神赐给我们呢，是有意义的。
And that purpose is for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the Christians.
这个就是说呢，这个 意义呢，就是要成全圣徒，尽服事之功，造就那个基督的身体。
And we were reading in the Bible this morning that each one of us has a gift.
今天早上我们读的圣经呢，就是说是我们每个人呢都有一种恩赐。
It's not just for certain people.
这个不是赐给特定的人的。
It's not just for church leaders.
也不仅仅是说是赐给教会的领导人的。
But we're reading that everybody has a spiritual gift.
我们读到的是每一个人呢都有也是属灵的恩赐。
What do we do to get a gift?
所以我们要做什么才能获得这样的礼物呢？
Nothing.
什么也不用做。
We get a birthday present.
所以我们得到生日礼物。
We don't pay or do anything to get a birthday present.
我们也不会去付钱或者做任何事情来获得生日礼物。
We were reading in 1 Corinthians 12 that the Spirit gives as He wills.
所以这个呢，我们在格林多前书第十二章里读到的呢，就是神随己意赐给恩赐。
And so to be gifted by God for ministry is us possessing or having something we did not earn.
因为这个呢，我们得到呢一个就属灵的恩赐呢，就是我们拥有一些我们自己并不拥有的东西。
It's just like our salvation.
就像我们的救恩一样。
What did you do to earn salvation?
你要做什么才能赚到救恩呢？
Nothing.
什么也不用做。
It's a gift of God.
是神的恩赐。
All we do is receive the gift.
所以我们所要做的就是你接受那样的恩赐。
The problem with all the religions in the world except for biblical Christianity is that there are no free gifts.
所以呢，在所有的那样的就是世界上的各种的宗教呢，包括一些所谓的基督教呢，他们都说呢没有免费的礼物。
You have to do something to earn your salvation.
你必须去做点什么事情才能得到你的救恩。
And the problem with religion, except for biblical Christianity, is you have to have special training to be a minister.
那就是这些宗教的问题呢，包括那些所谓的包括那些所谓的基督教呢，都是说呢，你必须受到培训，你才能去服侍。
You have to earn the ability to do a ministry.
你必须呢自己去靠自己挣得这样的能力，才能去做服侍。
But God says these are spiritual gifts.
但神说呢，这是属灵的恩赐。
He gave gifts to men.
他把这个恩赐赐给人。
For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ.
所以呢，这个呢，就是他就是为了去装备那些人，就是要成全圣徒，服事之功，造就基督的身体。
And so it's God that's doing it.
那是神在做这一切。
As he wants to.
就像他想要去做的。
Now, here in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 7, it says that we were to each one of us, grace was given.
这个呢，按照以弗所书第四章第七节呢，我们是呢个人呢都蒙恩。
What is grace?
那么恩典是什么？
Grace is getting something we do not deserve, something we do not earn.
这恩典呢，是你得到什么事情我们不配得到的，是我们不能靠自己能力去赚来的。
So grace was given in verse 7 and gifts were given in verse 8.
所以呢，这恩典呢，在第七节里赐给，那么在第八节里呢，赐给了我们恩赐。
In verse 7, the word grace is the word cherish.
所以呢，在那个第七节里呢，就是说呢，那么那些恩典呢是宝贵的。
Cherish is the Greek word for grace.
所以呢，那个 cherish 呢是一个就是希腊文的关于恩典的。
In verse 8, the word gift is the Greek word domata.
所以呢，这个里面呢，在这个里面呢，在给我们的这样的恩典呢，它那个希腊词是 gamata。
And this is how the gifts are. They're gifts of grace, just like salvation.
其实这就是那个恩赐是怎么样的？它就像恩典的恩赐呢，就像是我们的救恩一样。
So not only did God give us and sinners salvation from judgment.
所以呢，不仅仅是神呢，给我们的就是这样的救恩呢，让我们不被那个审判。
He also gives his redeemed children rich blessings.
同样呢，赐给他已经得赎的孩子们呢，那样的福气。
Spiritual gifts.
所以属灵的恩赐。
Supernatural abilities to do the work of the ministry.
所以呢，超自然的这样的能力呢，去做他的工作。
And being a gift, it reminds us that serving God and serving others is something that we get to do, not something that we have to do. We get to do it because it's not earned.
所以这个里面呢，给我们这样的属灵的恩赐呢，就是让我们呢，就是说呢，我们去为神和为其他的人的服侍呢，是我们必须去做的。不是说我们不得不去做的，因为这样的恩赐并不是靠你自己赚来的。
And so it's something that's voluntary.
所以是那些你自愿去做的事情。
So let's turn in our Bibles to Romans chapter 12 now.
大家把圣经可以翻到罗马书的第十二章。
Look at verse 3.
看看第三节。
For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself or herself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God dealt to each one a measure of faith.
第三节说，我凭着给我的恩典对你们个人说，不要看自己高过所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎理智。
So we were thinking this morning that God gave us the power.
所以今天早上我们呢思考了神给我们力量。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
And that he has given us a work, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
所以他给我们这样的工作，以弗所书呢第十章第二节。
And here again we're reading that he has given us the gift so that we can do those things.
所以呢，这里我们读到呢，他赐给我们这样的恩赐，所以我们有能力去做那样的事情。
So here it says, through the grace given to me that we shouldn't exalt ourselves, but we should humble ourselves, that we should not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，这个经文告诉我们，就是我们有这样属灵的恩赐呢，我们不要高升自己，要谦卑呢，不要看自己高过所当看的。
How can we be proud if God gave us the work, God gave us the power, and God gave us the gifts?
因为我们怎么样可以去教，怎么能去教啊？如果是神赐给我们力量，赐给我们工作，赐给我们这样的恩赐呢？
This is the very grace of God himself.
这就是神他自己来的，给我们的真正的恩典。
This is the same kind of grace that he uses to save us.
就是同样的恩典，他用来拯救我们的。
And so we've thought about where the gifts come from. We thought about the purpose of the gifts. We'd like to think of what is the outcome of the gifts?
所以呢，我们就是呢，想到了那个恩赐从哪里来的，恩赐呢，是我们是怎么样得到这样的恩赐的，而且呢，我们要想看看恩赐的结果是什么。
Because the purpose of the gift is to build up Christ's body, but what is the outcome? What should spiritual gifts produce in our lives?
这个里面呢，就是说是我们知道呢，那赐给我们恩赐的这样的目的或者意义呢，就是去建造基督的身体。那么说这样的恩赐在我们的人生中呢，能够去做什么呢？
Look in back in Ephesians chapter 4. In verse 16.
我们回到以弗所书的第四章的第16节。
From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
因为就是说，全身都是靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功能彼此相处，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中造就自己。
So a healthy church,
一个健康的教会,
with all of us exercising our spiritual gifts,
因为是我们所有的人呢，都在里面呢，去行使我们的属灵的恩赐。
Is not so that I can say, look what I can do.
这个并不是说呢，你看看我可以做什么。
But it's for the spiritual growth of everyone around us.
所以呢，但是是为所有的，我们周围人的，他们在灵力的成长。
And we'll be announcing Christ to those who are close to us and those who are far away.
因为我们要向那些人呢，就是靠近我们的人和远离在我们很远的地方，向他们呢宣扬我们的主耶稣。And
you're going to be able to see a real spiritual gift because it's being used with love.
因为呢，你可以看到呢，所有的那些在使用的这样的属灵的恩赐，是因为这里面有爱。It's
going to be used with love because we love Jesus.
因为这里用来呢，去互相爱的，是因为我们爱耶稣。And
because we love those around us.
因为我们爱那些我们周围的人。So
the product, the outcome of our using spiritual gifts will be seen in our love one for another.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，就是恩赐的这样的产品，或者说是结果呢，就是我们看到呢，周围的人呢都互相爱，and
our love for Christ.
并且我们对基督的爱。
Look back a couple pages, or maybe it's even the same page, in chapter 5 of Galatians.
那你往后呢翻几页，也许是说，在同页那个加拉太书的第五章。
In Galatians 5:22 and 23,
在加拉太书第五章的第22和23节。
it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
第二节第二三节说，但圣灵所结的果子就是爱、喜乐、和平、恒久忍耐、温和、良善、信心、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
This is known as the fruit of the Spirit.
这个呢，被称之为是圣灵所结的果子。
And the gifts of the Spirit should produce the fruit of the Spirit.
从圣灵来的这样的恩赐呢，应该去产生这样的果子。
You'll notice it never says it should, fruit of the Spirit is pride.
你从来没有呢，看到就是说圣灵的恩赐呢，你的果子是骄傲。
It doesn't say self-sufficiency.
也不是讲说自满。
It doesn't say arrogance.
也不是讲说这种高傲。
It doesn't say self-glory.
也当然不讲说呢，是自我荣耀。
It says these things, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
他这里讲到的就是爱、喜乐、和平、恒久忍耐、温和、良善、信心、温柔、节制。
A long, long time ago when I was a new Christian,
很久很久以前当我还是个基督徒的时候,
I was in Victoria attending a conference.
他在维多利亚呢参加一个会议。
And there was a brother named James Naismith that year, and he was preaching at a conference in Victoria.
这个人呢，他叫那个James Naismith，他当时呢在维多利亚的一个那个会议上讲道。
And I believe that he was a missionary in India, if I remember correctly.
如果我记得不错的话呢，他应该是在印度做宣教士。
But he showed how each of these characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit were abundantly clear in Jesus' life.
他呢，在那里呢，他把这所有的每一个呢，就是说是你所结的果子呢，就是说是在基督的身体里呢，完全的基督的人生里完全的显现出来。
And he preached one message on how Jesus shows love.
他呢，就是说去讲一篇道呢，说主耶稣是怎样表明他的爱。
How in Jesus' life you could see joy.
你是怎样可以在主耶稣基督的人生里呢看到喜乐。
How in Jesus' life you could see peace and patience, all of these things.
对，他是怎样可以在基主耶稣基督的人生里看到和平、恒久、忍耐，所有的关于这一切的。
And these are the things that you and I want to have as the product in our lives of the gifts of the Spirit.
这些呢，都是你我呢，想要在我们的人生里呢所结的果子，因为呢，我们有了圣灵的恩赐。
And these are the things that you and I want to do in the lives of other people so that they can see these things.
这个呢，也就是说，你我呢要像在其他的人里的人生里头去做的，这样呢，他们也可以结出这样的同样的果子。
It's something important that we want to see in our lives and in the lives of those around us.
就是就有些那个非常重要的一些事情呢，就是我们要想我们这样的人生呢，在其他的那些人的人生里呢，也是一样。
Would you like to see that in your life?
你愿意看到这些在你的人生里吗?
Would you like to see that in other people's lives?
你愿意看到这样的东西在其他的人的人生里吗?
It's something extremely important.
这是那些极其重要的一些事情。
And that should be what we see from ministry.
这是呢，我们应该在我们的服事中呢看到的。
This is how you measure success in the use of your spiritual gift.
这就是你怎么样去衡量你是成功的用了你属灵的恩赐的。
This is the test if you're using your spiritual gifts for the well-being of the assembly.
这个呢也是一种测试，测试就是说呢，你是不是很好的利用了你的属灵的恩赐在教会里。
So the next question I suppose that would come up is, what are the spiritual gifts?
所以下一个问题呢，我认为呢，出来的呢，就是说呢，属灵的恩赐是什么呢？
Because if we're going to recognize a gift, we should know what they are.
所以呢，我们应该呢，那个知道我们就是给我们显示出来的那样的属灵的恩赐。
If there was a party at somebody's house and there were gifts, how could you tell the difference between a gift and something that belonged to that house?
因为这个呢，如果在一个房间里呢，有一个聚会的时候呢，你怎么能够知道哪些是礼物，哪些是这个房子里的东西呢？
Because maybe you go to somebody's house and there's something you really like at that house.
所以呢，因为呢，有可能你去一个人的房子里呢，你会喜欢他房子里的一些东西。
Maybe there's a nice painting on the wall that says Vincent van Gogh at the bottom.
因为这个里面呢，就是说呢，也许有一个非常的漂亮的油画，油画下面写着说是那个梵高的作品。
And you think to yourself, oh, that's a nice gift.
你会说呢，哦，这是一个很好的礼物呢。
And so you take the painting off the wall and you take it home.
对呢，你把它从那个油画从墙上拿下来，然后带回你自己的家里。
But then somebody would probably phone you and say, I think you took something that didn't belong to you.
然后呢，你就会知道有些人会打电话跟你说呢，你拿了一些不属于你自己的东西。
Because usually you can tell the difference between somebody who's giving you a gift and something that's not a gift in a house.
所以呢，通常呢，你会知道呢，什么是别人给你的礼物，什么是呢，不是礼物，是在那个房子里的东西。
How can we tell the difference between what a gift is and what something that's not a gift is?
现在我们怎么样可以区别，就是说什么事情是礼物呢？什么事情不是礼物呢？
Usually gifts are maybe wrapped.
通常呢，那个礼物呢，会包装好。
And or it's a new invention that they invented. It comes in a bag that you can buy that looks nice on the outside, and you put some paper on the inside, and you put the gift in the bag.
也许呢，就是、说是你会在外面买到的那种那个礼物的那个袋子，很好看袋子。然后你把你买的礼品呢放在那个袋子里面，然后呢再放一些那个纸在那个袋子里面。
Maybe there's a ribbon on it.
那有可能有一个丝带在上面。
But usually there's an identifying characteristic that indicates that this is a present.
所以呢，通常呢，这里有一些特征呢和一些特点呢，那表明呢，这是一份礼物。
So you and I need to realize what is a spiritual gift.
所以你我呢，应该意识到呢，什么是属灵的恩赐。
Now, in the scripture, we generally think there are four different lists of spiritual gifts.
因为这个里面呢，就是总的来讲呢，从某种意义上讲呢，我们有四种不同的属灵的恩赐。
Two are in chapter 12 and two are in chapter 4.
这两个是在第十二章里，两个在第四章。
in Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12.
所以在罗马书的第十二章和哥林多前书的第十二章,
we find lists of spiritual gifts.
我们找到了一系列的那个属灵的恩赐。
And in Ephesians chapter 4 and in 1 Peter chapter 4, we find lists of spiritual gifts.
所以在那个以弗所书第四章呢,和在彼得前书的第四章呢, 我们同样也发现了一系列的恩赐。
So this is, some people think it's a complete list, some people think it's an incomplete list.
所以这些列表呢,有些人呢是说是一个完整的列表,有些人认为呢这是一个不完整的列表。
And depending on who you are, you may or may not have more or less of these gifts.
所以呢,这个呢取决于你是谁,所以呢,你有可能有一些其中的,或者有所有的,你有可能也没有所有的这样的属灵的恩赐。
So let's take a look and see what we can find about these gifts. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4 first.
那我们来看看我们在这些刚才提到的能够讲到的那些属灵的恩赐是什么。首先呢,我们翻到呢彼得前书的第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11.
所以彼得前书第四章的第十一节。
Well, we better read verse 10. As each one has received a gift, so who has a gift?
这个里面呢,我们最好从第十节开始读,个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
According to verse 10, who has a gift?
所以呢,按照那个第十节,谁有恩赐呢?
Each one, individually.
所以呢,每一个人,就是每个人都有。
Says, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another, as good servants of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
第十节说呢,个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍,做神百般恩典的好管家。第十一节说,若也讲道的,要按照神的圣言讲,若有服侍的,要按照神所赐的力量服侍,叫神在凡事上应耶稣基督的荣耀,颂赞全能都是他的,直到永永远远。阿们。
Okay, so here we sort of see that Peter breaks the kinds of gifts down into two different types.
所以呢,这里呢,我们看到呢,彼得呢,把那个属灵的恩赐呢,分成两个类型。
It says that if you are speaking, you need to speak how? How should you speak?
这里说呢,若有讲道,讲道呢,他说呢,你应该怎样去讲道呢?
It says here, as the oracles of God.
就是呢,按照神的圣言讲。
And if anyone ministers or serves, how should they serve?
所以如果有些人呢,若有服侍呢,他们是要怎样去服侍呢?
With the ability that God supplies.
今天安德神给他所赐的那样的能力,
that in all things God would be glorified.
也就是在凡事上呢都得荣耀,
not that I would be glorified, but that God would be glorified.
并不是说呢我要得荣耀,是神要得荣耀。
So he sort of says there are speaking gifts and there are ministering or serving gifts.
这里讲到的呢,有讲道的恩赐呢,也有服事,就是说是服务的这样的恩赐。
What are speaking gifts?
那么讲道的恩赐是什么呢?
Is that something that we can recognize?
那是不是那个我们知道的那些事情呢?
What does speaking involve?
所以呢,那个讲道要涉及一些什么呢?
Anyone? What does speaking involve?
你们任何人可以回答他这个讲道涉及一些什么事情?
About the feast. Firstly, it's the feast. The second, it's a speaking skill and
Okay.
the knowledge of Holy Bible.
Okay. And so, when we use our, I'm going to say when we communicate. Does that seem fair that a speaking gift is a way to communicate?
这个是不是很有道理呢?就是说呢,讲到的那个恩赐呢,是你可以去有效的沟通。
Now, if we're communicating, we can communicate in different ways, can't we?
如果我们要去沟通呢,我们可以以不同的方式去沟通,是不是呢?
If I were to go like this, what am I communicating?
If I were to go like this,
am I communicating what?
那我想,
not that I'm ugly, but I'm communicating anger.
现在如果我只是这种丑陋的方式去沟通的话呢,并不是因为我长得很丑,是因为我很愤怒。
What if I go like this?
如果我这样摊手,那什么意思?
I'm saying, I don't know. I'm still communicating and I don't say anything.
我就说呢,我不知道,我虽然呢, 跟你在沟通,但是我并没有什么话也没说。
Or if I were to write on the board, Edian.
如果我在那个黑板上写那个Edian是,
we'd say 1 o'clock.
他讲的是一点,中文一点,但我们说是也1点钟。
But I wouldn't be speaking, I'd be writing it on the board.
但如果我在那个黑板上写的时候呢,我并没有说什么。
And so if we're communicating, that's some of the gifts that God gives us.
但是呢,如果我们要去沟通一些那个神赐给我们的属灵的恩赐。
So if we're going to communicate, how should we communicate?
对,如果我们要去沟通呢,我们应该怎样去沟通呢?
Look in Psalm 19 and verse 14.
我们看看诗篇的第19篇的第14节。
Psalm 19 and verse 14.
诗篇的第十九篇第十四节。
Some people may like to circle this verse because it's a very important verse.
有些人呢，他们呢，喜欢呢，就是说是记这节经文，因为是一节非常重要的经文。
And the psalmist David writes, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer."
所以这个诗人呢，就是我们的大卫王呢，他写着：“耶和华我的力量，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语、心里的意念，在你眼中蒙悦纳。”
It's something important.
这是什么一些重要的事情？
That the things that we communicate are pleasing, are acceptable to our Lord.
因为我们的所表达的东西呢，是让我们的主可以喜悦的，是可以接受的。
Look in the New Testament in the book of Colossians, chapter 4.
所以我们看看新约呢，在哥罗西书的第四章。
Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6.
哥罗西书第四章的第六节。
Says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer one another, each other." Sorry.
这个里面呢，第六节说呢，你们的言语要常常带着恩典，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
So when we speak the words of God,
当我们讲神的话的时候，
it's very important
这个是非常重要的。
that we think about how we communicate, not just what we communicate.
那个呢，就是说呢，非常重要的是我们怎样去沟通，而不是说我们去沟通。
So, in speaking gifts, we're going to speak on behalf of who?
所以呢，用那个讲道的恩赐，我们要站在谁的角度去讲呢？
We're going to speak on behalf of God.
我们是在神的角度去讲。
So we need to know the word of God so that we can present it possible properly.
因为我们应该知道神的话，然后我们就可以那个很正常的去沟通。
Somebody was telling a funny story the other day.
因为在前几天有个人讲了个笑话。
And there was this young person who wanted to teach Sunday school.
那里呢，有一些年轻的人呢，他想带主日学。
And so the people doing the interview asked that person, "Well, can you tell me the story of the, oh boy, I've forgotten, the man on the road to Jericho?"
因为他说呢，那个面试的人说，你可不可以跟我讲一个故事，关于一个人呢，去到那个耶利哥的路上。
And the young person started out, "Well, there was this old man who was going to the city of Jericho."
所以那个就是一个年轻就开始讲，他说呢，是一个年长者去到耶利哥去的路上。
And on his way,
在他的路上，
he discovered a treasure buried in a field.
他在描述呢，就是说那个珠宝呢埋在地里。
And he sold all that he had to get that treasure in the field.
他呢，把他所有的东西都卖掉了，获得了那些珠宝。
But he didn't have enough money.
但他并没有足够的钱。
So he went down to the ocean and caught a fish.
然后呢，他下到海里去抓了一条鱼。
And in the mouth of the fish, there was a coin.
然后在那个鱼的嘴里呢，有一块硬币。
But the coin wasn't enough either.
但那个硬币呢，也没有不足够。
So he threw a man named Jonah into the ocean.
然后呢，他把一个叫约拿的人呢，扔到了那个海里去了。
And he caught a bigger fish.
然后他抓住了更大的一条鱼。
And the bigger fish had more money.
然后那个大鱼里面有很多的钱。
So now he had enough money to buy the field.
然后呢，他有足够的钱去买那个土地。
And so he started on the way to buy the field.
然后呢，他就开始去上路去买那片土地。
And a great light shone round about him.
然后呢，一个大湖呢，拦在他面前。
And the story goes on and on, and it's not the story of the Bible at all.
所以呢，他故事呢不断的讲，但是呢，他完全不是圣经里的故事。
It's a whole bunch of bits and pieces, but it never tells the truth of God.
所以呢，他是呢所有的一点一点的大杂烩，但从来没讲到神的真理。
And so when we share and we speak and we communicate on behalf of God and say His words, we have to use His words properly.
因为当我们开始呢，就是站代表神去讲他的话的时候，去讲神的真理的时候呢，我们必须要正确的去理解神的话。
We would read that we ought to be workers who, I'm forgetting what it says in English, I'm sorry. Who rightly divide the word of truth.
所以呢，就是说呢，我们说是我们是那样的工人，工人呢，我们要把我们那个就是说他忘记了英文词怎么说，要广泛的把神圣的话用进去。
And it's important for us to properly and truthfully share God's word.
对我们来说呢，就是说是非常重要的，也恰当的，就是用真实的去分享神的话。
Look at 2 Timothy 2:15.
我们看看呢，提摩太后书的第二章的第十五节。
Says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
这里讲到呢，你当研读，在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，正确分解真理的道。
We're supposed to be approved to God.
所以呢，我们应该呢，就是说是得神的喜悦。
Not famous in the eyes of people.
所以呢，我们应该不是说在神在人的眼里我们是著名的。
So be diligent to show yourself to prove to God a worker who does not to be ashamed but rightly divides the word of truth.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，你们要证明你们是站在神的角度说话。所以说呢，你们要在神面前蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，正确分解真理的道。
So, when we use speaking gifts,
当我们用讲道的恩赐的时候
，we remember that we need to share the truth properly.
我们要记得，我们要去分享那个真理，正确的去分享。
And that these words are pleasing to God.
所以这些话呢，要蒙神的喜悦。
Once a long time ago, There was a little boy in Sunday school who was misbehaving.
因为在很久之前呢，有一个在主日学里有一个小男孩呢，他行为不端。
And he was throwing rocks at the girls.
他朝那个女孩子们呢扔石头。
And sometimes he hit the girls with their rocks.
有时候呢，他打中了其中的一个女孩用那个石头。
And I had to take him aside and ask him to apologize.
我必须呢把他叫过来，让他呢去道歉。
And I told him, you need to apologize to these girls.
我告诉他呢，你必须向这些女孩子们道歉。
And first, for about 45 minutes, he refused to apologize.
所以呢，在开始的45分钟里呢，他拒绝道歉。
And then he crossed his arms like this.
然后呢，他把他的双臂呢，像这样抱起来。
And said, I'm sorry.
然后说呢，对不起。
Do you think he meant he was sorry?
你认为他是这个真的说他对不起吗？
Sharon says no.
Sharon 摇头。
Because what he was communicating is that he was mad.
所以呢，他所表达的呢，他是一个人。
He wasn't sorry.
并不是那个表达歉意。
And I had to ask him, no, you need to ask for forgiveness. You need to say you're sorry.
现在我说你不能这样，你应该请求他们的宽恕，你应该说对不起。
And not just say the words, but communicate that you're sorry.
现在不仅仅只是讲那几个词，要表达你的歉意。
Because just because you say the words doesn't necessarily mean that you're communicating the words.
所以呢，你仅仅是只把那个词讲出来，并不是代表你已经表达了你要说的那个意思。So
we want these the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, to be pleasing to the Lord our God and our Redeemer.
因为这个里面呢，因为我们要确保在我们嘴里讲出的，就是语言在我们的，就是内心的想法，那要去蒙我们的救赎主的喜悦。And
so it's important to use God's word properly and to communicate God's word properly.
所以非常重要的是，你要正确的使用神的语言。 然后呢，也要正确的表达神的语言。So,
what could these speaking gifts be?
这些属灵的恩赐会是什么样子的？
Let's look in Romans chapter 12.
我们来看看罗马书的第12章。
Verse 6.
第6节。
Until verse 8.
直到第八节。
Let's think it's not all of these, but some of them will be speaking gifts. Let's try to pick out which ones are speaking gifts, okay? Ones that communicate God. Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. So God gave gifts to all of us, but we all have different gifts. So we're not going to compare ourselves or judge others based on our gifts. God gave each of us certain gifts.
这个里面呢，讲到的呢，第6章第8节呢，就是讲到的是所有的这些属灵的恩赐。当然，这并不一定都是关于讲到的恩赐。讲到的恩赐呢，但是呢，我们读的过程中要把这些讲到的恩赐呢找出来。然后，就像那个第6节说的，按照所给我们的恩典赐给各有不同。所以，这个里面讲到的神给我们每一个人呢都有不同的恩赐。所以呢，你不用 说是把神赐给你的恩赐呢，去跟其他的人去做攀比，或者说去论断其他的人用你自己的恩赐。
It says, if prophecy, let us prophecy in proportion to our faith.
所以他说会说预言呢，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
Do you think prophecy is a speaking gift?
你认为那时候预言是不是一个讲道的恩赐呢？
Yes, no.
是还是不是呢？
Do you think it is a speaking gift, prophecy?
你认为说预言是讲道的恩赐吗？
No.
No?
It's different.
What makes the difference, Vic?
The 讲道是要先讲主的真理。 Prophecy预言的也是主的真理， 但是
So he said that a speaking gift is speaking the truth of God, but a prophecy is similar as speaking the truth of God, but they just predict that something will happen in the future.
Okay. So in the Bible, there was the Apostle John.
在圣经里呢，有一个叫那个使徒约翰。
Did he communicate about the future?
他有没有讲所有的关于将来的事情呢？
He wrote the book of Revelation.
Yes.
他写了启示录。
So he communicated what God gave to him, right?
所以他把神呢赐给他再给表达出来，是不是？
Now we don't receive messages from God like John did. How do we receive messages from God?
所以呢，我们不像那个使徒约翰那样从神那里直接收到信息。但是，那么我们怎么样去听到神的信息呢？
We usually get
Bible.
It from the Bible, right?
通常呢，我们从圣经里获得的，是不是呢？
And so there are two definitions of prophecy.
所以呢，讲预言呢，要有两个定义。
One is a classic definition, and that's what Vic was referring to.
其中一个呢是那个经典的那个定义，就是刚才那个老王所提到的。
And we would say it's telling about the future.
我们就说呢是讲将来的事情。
But there's another way to talk about prophecy, and that is just to declare God's word.
那还有另外一个方式呢去讲这样的预言，就是。
So today we don't declare the future.
今天呢，我们不会去先讲，就我们不会预测将来。
But we just declare what God has already told us.
我们只是呢先讲呢，就神已经告诉我们的事情。
We tell about the Lord Jesus.
我们去讲关于我们的主耶稣。
And so In the sense that Vic was referring to, we don't talk about the future as a prophet, but we do declare God's word.
现在在那个老王说的那个概念里呢，我们就是不去预测将来要发生事情，但是我们确实是先讲神的话。
And there are some things that we can declare about the future based on God's word.
那你有些事情呢，我们也可以去预测未来，但是要基于神的话。So
if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, where will you spend eternity?
所以呢，如果你相信主耶稣基督为你的救主，那么你的永恒将会在哪里度过呢？
It's a heaven.
In heaven, with Jesus.
Yes.
And so in one sense, I'm telling God's word, but in one sense, I'm saying that if you believe, this will happen in the future, right?
这个呢，其实呢，在天堂里和主耶稣基督在一起。那么说呢，这里呢，从一个方面讲呢，就是说呢，你是讲神的话；从另一个方面讲呢，其实你在讲将来要发生的事情，告诉人家。
Or if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus as your Savior, where will you spend eternity?
或者说，如果你不接受主耶稣基督为你的救主的话呢，你在哪里度过你的永恒呢？
The hell.
And so I can tell your future based on what you do with Jesus, can't I?
现在是在地里，因此呢，我可以预测你的将来，就是取决于你怎么样去对待主耶稣。
And so in one sense, I can tell what's going to happen in the future based on what you do with Jesus.
所以从一个方面说呢，就是说呢，我可以告诉你，你在将来你要在哪里度过，就是预测你是基于你怎么样去对待主耶稣的。
So we would generally consider prophecy a speaking gift.
现在我们基本上呢，总的来说呢，我们有这样的把那个说预言当成一个讲道的这样的恩赐。
Okay, verse 7 says, or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. Is that a speaking gift or is that a serving gift?
第七节说呢，会服侍的，就当在服侍上等候专心。这个是讲道的恩赐呢，还是服侍的恩赐呢？ So, he said it's a ministry gift.
Ministry is for serving, okay?
Yes,
he who teaches in teaching.
Is
Would
it,
that be speaking or serving gift?
这个呢，做教导的，就等在教导上等候专心，这是一个。 就是讲道的恩赐呢，还是服事的恩赐呢？
Teaching would generally be considered a speaking gift, wouldn't it? Because I'm communicating, or a teacher is communicating.
所以教导呢，通常呢会归入那个讲道的恩赐，是不是？ 如果你要去教人的话呢，你必须要跟他们沟通。
He who exhorts in exhortation. Would that be a communicating gift or would that be a serving gift?
会做劝诫的，就当在劝诫上等候担心。这个是一个服事的恩赐呢，还是讲道的恩赐呢？
这个是讲道的恩赐吧。
He said this is a speaking gift.
Yes, Victor is right. It's a speaking gift. If you're exhorting and encouraging somebody to do better, you have to communicate that.
这个是讲道的恩赐。如果你要是劝诫或者说是鼓励人去做一些事情呢，你必须要沟通，是不是？
He who gives with liberality, is that a speaking gift or is that a service gift?
你给予的就当单程，这个是讲道的恩赐呢，还是服侍恩赐呢？
It's a service gift.
Service gift. Giving is a service. We're helping. He who leads with diligence. He who leads with diligence.
这个呢是一个服事的恩赐，因为你是要去给予。那么治理的呢，就当殷勤。这个治理是什么？
This is also a service
Yes.
gift.
Leading is serving. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
那这大殷勤的这个治理也是一个服侍的，那么怜悯的人就当甘心这个什么呢？
这是 both spring gift and service gift.
The service gift.
WhatsApp audio.
Mercy. And so it's in this section, there are a few that are for speaking and a few that are for serving. Let's look in, 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
这里有一部分呢，就是说是讲道的，有一部分呢就是服侍者。所以我们来到哥林多前书的第十二章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So again, everyone has a gift of the Spirit, and it's for the profit or the well-being of everyone.
这个里面呢，就是第七节讲，圣灵彰显在个人身上，个人得益处。
For to one is given the word of wisdom. Word of wisdom, is that a speaking gift or is that a service gift?
所以这人呢，蒙圣灵赐他的智慧，智慧的言语，这个是讲道的恩赐呢，还是服侍的恩赐？ The speaking gift.
Speaking. If you're going to share the wisdom, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
you're going to communicate. So exactly right.
可以去分享你的智慧的言语，是不是？这确实是讲道的恩赐。
But it could, in a little way, be a service gift if you make the right decisions.
因为这有可能呢，有一点点是说是，服侍的恩赐，因为你要去做正确的决定。But
if we're counseling other people to give them wise advice and wise counsel, it would definitely be a speaking gift.
但是呢，如果呢，你要去给人的一些建议，给他做一些顾问，那么说呢，给他一些智慧，这样的顾问讲。 建议呢，肯定就是讲道的恩赐。But
if we're making decisions, it would be a service gift.
所以呢，如果你要把它呢，就是区分开来呢，也是一个服侍的那样的一个恩赐。
The word of knowledge.
所以呢，这个就是言语的知识的言语。
Knowledge, again, could be either one. If you're sharing your knowledge, communicating your knowledge, then it would be a speaking gift, wouldn't it?
所以呢，这个就是说呢，你要如果说是去分享你的那个知识，或者说是表达你的知识，这个肯定是一个讲道的恩赐，是不是？
But if you're doing something based on your knowledge, then it would be a service gift.
但如果呢，你要基于你所有的知识去做一些事情，这个肯定就是服侍的恩赐。So
I have a knowledge of the Bible right now, so I am communicating, so that would be a speaking gift.
现在呢，我有那些圣经的知识。那么现在呢，我要跟你们大家讲，这个呢，就是成了一个讲道的恩赐。
But sometimes I might be building a house.
有时候呢，我会去造一座房子。
And then I'm just building. I'm using my knowledge, so that would be a service gift.
原来我只是建造，建造基于我的知识去建造，这样呢，其实就是一个服侍。
To another, faith. Would faith be a service gift or a speaking gift?
另外一个呢，就是信心。那么信心呢，它是一个讲道的恩赐呢，还是一个服侍的恩赐呢？
信心 is both, I think. 既是讲道的，也是服侍的。
So you said that both skin and the surface.
Yes. And so we find all these things. Healings.
You know,
healings. Would that be a speaking gift or a service gift?
我们要把这所有的找出来。还有一个就是医治。那么医治是一个服侍的呢，还是一个讲道的呢？
这是个讲道的吧，应该是 healing。
Yeah, you said it's a speaking gift.
Or would you be doing a service to another person?
或者说你是跟另外一个人服务。
Discerning of spirits. Oh, sorry, I jumped one. Working of miracles.
另外一个就是能行神迹。
When the Lord turned the water into wine, that was a service, right?
当主耶稣把那个水变成酒的时候，是服侍，是不是呢？
Again, we have prophecy to another prophecy.
Yeah,
that was a speaking gift.
我们还有一个呢，就是说预言。
And so we see these different kinds of gifts. Some are using us to communicate God's truth, and other ones are used in doing or applying God's truth.
因为我们看到的这些呢，不同的恩赐呢，其中的有的来说呢，就是要去表达神的那个真理；另外呢，就是要去服侍。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
以弗所书第四章的第十一节。
And he himself, that's Jesus, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. So, apostles, would that be a serving gift or a speaking gift?
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。那么使徒呢，是讲道的恩赐呢，还是服务的恩赐？
Well, the apostles would both say and do, just like the Lord Jesus. He said and did. And so they would, an apostle would be a combination of both. Prophets, for the third time we have mentioned, and they're communicating on behalf of God. Teachers, we have for the second time. They're communicating God's already revealed word. Pastors and teachers.
这个里面呢，就是说是使徒。使徒我们当然知道呢，他既 去讲道，也去服务，就像是我们的主耶稣基督一样，又讲道又服事。那么先知呢，我们刚才提到了，先知呢，所以使徒呢，他两样都是讲道和那个服务服事。那么说，先知呢，刚才我们也提到了，先知呢，他必须表达，也必须做，也是都有。那么说，还有教师啊、牧师啊、传福音的。
A pastor is a shepherd, and so they're busy taking care. But there are some that are also teachers. So there would be service and speaking gifts.
这个呢，做牧师的呢，他是牧者。那么牧者呢，他必须要去教导，也要去服侍。所以呢，他也是服侍和那个教讲道的两个单词都有。
And so, we see that there are these different kinds of gifts. Some could be both speaking and service.
所以呢，我们看到这所有的这个类型的这样的恩赐，他们中间的有些呢，是既是那个讲道的，也是服侍的。
And some would, and we'd see some were service and when some were speaking.
所以呢，我们也讲到呢，其中呢，或者是讲到，或者说是服侍。
And so when we think back about the list, we think of they could be in either category, but what's important is that we're doing the work of God, that we are powered by God himself, and that we're using the gifts that God has provided.
这个呢，里面呢，就是说呢，这所有的这样的恩赐呢，他们都可以归到那两类中间的一类，或者都有。那么说呢，我们讲到了呢，我们去做神的工作，做神工作呢，那么神呢，赐给我们力量去做，是赐给我们力量做呢，我们有这样的恩赐呢，我们就有这样的工具去做。
So, who among us has a gift that God has given?
所以在我们中间呢，有谁没有神赐给我们的恩赐的？
Do you have a spiritual gift?
你有没有一个属灵的恩赐呢？
Chelsea says yes.
那个 Chelsea 说有。
We all have spiritual gifts, don't we?
现在我们所有人都有属灵的恩赐，是不是？
We read to each one individually.
现在我们就是说是，每一个人，个人都有。
God has given gifts to each one of us.
所以我们读到的呢，神呢赐给我们每一个人一个恩赐。
So that we can be used by God to do a special task.
所以呢，我们呢就可以被神所用，去做完成一个特别的任务。
To do something special, a special work that God has prepared just for us.
去做一些特别的这样的工作呢，就是神呢特别的只为我们预备的。
And so, as we end this session this afternoon, I want you to think between now and next time, if I'm teaching again. Harold might feel much better at that time, I don't know. But if there is a next time, we're going to continue studying and try to see if, and by the end of these talks, see if we can't discover a little bit more about what God would have us to do.
这个呢，就像我们呢今天思考的这样的这些事情一样， 就是说呢，我们的时间呢也快结束了。结束的时候呢，我下一次，如果下一次啊，我还是在带这个课的话，下一次下个星期二呢 ，Harold 呢，他有可能身体呢好起来了，有可能带我们。但如果还是他带他教导的话呢，那么说呢，他要去讲一讲，就是说神会让我们去做些什么呢？
Does that make sense?
大家都满意吗？
So that we can all do our part in God's work.
所以呢，这样呢，我们可以所有的去参加，去做神的工作。
Okay, until next time.
所以呢，直到下一次的时候。
Vic, could I ask you to close in prayer?
对，老王呢，给我们做一个结束的祷告。
Okay. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Give us a good chance to listen to your profound word. Thank you, open our heart and open our ear and open our eyes. We can listen. We can receive you.We can see your miracles. We always pray. We also pray for trouble. You give him wisdom to explain the truth very clearly. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Vic.
Thank you,
everybody. I don't know if anyone has questions. If anybody has questions, maybe we should have thought about that earlier.